Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a concrete echo-style breakbeat pitch breakdown for old-school rave pressure inside Ableton Live 12. This is an advanced drum and bass automation workflow, so the goal here is not just to loop a break and make it louder. We want to make it move, breathe, and lean forward like it's dragging the whole tune toward the drop. The big idea is simple. Instead of treating the break as a static groove, we're going to shape its pitch over time so it becomes a tension tool that gives you that classic rave feeling, but in a modern DNB context where the drums still need to stay tight, readable, and danceflow ready. Think of this as turning the break into a narrative. At first it feels familiar and locked in. Then it starts to warp, sink, or lift. Then it snaps back with impact. That rising and falling feeling is what creates pressure. And in jungle, rollers, dark halftime, and ravey drop sections, that pressure is gold. Let's start with the source. Load a concrete echo-style break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Don't over-edit it immediately. Let the groove speak first. If the break already has a strong swing and a good transient shape, preserve that. Warp it carefully in the clip view, and if the break is fairly clean, beats mode is usually the first place to look. Keep the transient preservation high enough to protect the punch, but don't flatten the groove into something robotic. A good working tempo here is around 172 to 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot where the pitch motion still feels musical, but the break remains properly in DNB territory. Before you do anything else, duplicate the clip. Make one version your bass break and one version your pitch build. That gives you a clean reference and a safe fallback if the automation gets too wild. In advanced work, that kind of discipline saves you from overcommitting too early. Now, let's think about phrasing. Pitch automation works best when the break is broken into musical chunks, not just one long repeated block. So listen for where the snare lands, where the hats flare, and where the fill or tail naturally wants to separate. You can slice the break into phrase sections, or if you prefer to stay in auto, just consolidate the useful regions. What matters is that you're making room for the break to speak in phrases. For old-school pressure, the snare and the offbeat hats are usually the parts that reveal pitch movement most clearly. Kicks tend to stay more stable, while the snare can carry the emotional shift. That's a really useful mental model. Automate in relation to the drum rolls, not just the bar count. Now open the clip and go to the transpose control. This is where the core move happens. For a downward pressure build, keep the range subtle. Something like 0 down to -3, -4, maybe -5 semitones is often enough. If you push it too far, the break can turn mushy or lose its identity. For an upward rave lift, +2 to +5 semitones can work. But again, keep it controlled unless you want a deliberately broken sampler-style effect. A really strong move is a gradual fall over 16 bars. Start neutral, then slide gently downward as the phrase develops tension. Another effective approach is stepped automation every 2 bars. That creates a more old-school, sampler-like feel, like the break is being nudged down in musical increments rather than gliding in a modern polished way. Here's the key teacher note. Avoid constant motion for the entire section. If the pitch moves non-stop, the ear stops feeling the contrast. Leave a bar or two almost still, then make the final bar feel more unstable. That contrast is what reads as pressure. The tension is stronger when motion and stillness are alternating. In arrangement view, draw your automation with intention. Don't just throw in a ramp and hope it lands. Shape it around the phrase. For example, you might keep the break at 0 semitones for the first 8 bars so the listener locks into the groove. Then from bars 9 to 12, bring it down to -2. From bars 13 to 15, push it to -4. Then on bar 16, snap it back to neutral or give it a quick lift right before the drop. That reset is important. The drop feels harder when the break has been pulled away from center and then suddenly restored. That little moment of return is like a release valve. It gives the crowd a clear sense of arrival. You can reinforce that motion with volume automation too. As the pitch falls, pull the level down slightly, maybe 2 to 4 dB. That creates a sucking, inward feeling. Then bring the level back on the last bar so the return hits with more force. This is one of those subtle moves that makes the breakdown feel composed rather than just processed. Now let's open up the space around it. Create a return track with reverb, and another with delay. Stock Ableton devices are perfect here. Hybrid reverb or standard reverb on one return, echo on the other. Keep the default vibe musical and not too washed out. During the steady part of the phrase, keep the send low. Then as the pitch starts moving, increase the send so the tails bloom and the break feels like it's opening up in the air, right before the drop. Tighten the send again so you don't smear the impact. This is a really important point. The space should support the pressure, not replace it. Too much reverb will make the break float away and lose its stomp. You want the tail to feel like it's breathing, not drowning the groove. Next, control the tone. A pitched break can get brittle, papery, or hollow if you push it too far, so put EQ8 before or after the pitch automation depending on what you need to hear. If there's low-end rumble, clean it up with a gentle high pass around 30 to 45 Hz. If the snare gets harsh, make a small cut somewhere between 2.5 and 5 kHz. If one cymbal resonance jumps out, notch it carefully. Then add a little saturation or drum boss, if the break needs more density. A few dB of drive can bring back bite, especially after warping or transposing, but keep it controlled. You want bite, not destruction. In darker DNB, overcrunching the break can blur the groove and fight the bass. And that leads us to the bass relationship, which is absolutely crucial. Your pitched break breakdown only works if it leaves space for the low end. Keep the sub mono. Don't let the break dominate below about 120 Hz. If the bass is active, thin the break's low mids a little so the arrangement doesn't get muddy. If the bass is holding a long note, let the pitch motion sit above it and create tension instead of competing with it. A really effective arrangement trick is to let the bass drop out for a couple of bars, while the break pitches downward, then bring the sub back on the last bar. That makes the return feel huge. Or use a short restab or mid-bass phrase as a response to the pitch movement. That call-and-response approach makes the section feel composed, like the drums and bass are having a conversation. Once the automation feels right, resample it. This is where the workflow becomes powerful. Set up a new audio track for resampling and record the breakdown pass in real time. Print the motion. That lets you treat the result like an instrument phrase instead of a live automation problem. Once it's recorded, consolidate the best section, warp it only if necessary, and start chopping. This is one of the biggest advanced moves in the lesson. Resampling is not just for convenience. It's for phrasing. Once you've printed the movement, you can reverse it, cut it into fills, layer it under the original, or use it as an intro texture. It gives you composition options, not just sound design options. You can even keep both versions, the live automated break and the resampled version. The live version stays flexible. The printed version gives you glue, character, and finality. Blending them can sound massive. Now let's talk about arrangement logic. Pitch breakdowns work best at phrase boundaries. Bar 8, bar 16. The end of a breakdown, the transition into a second drop, or the intro before a DJ mix in. These are the moments where the ear expects some kind of change, so pitch movement lands harder there. A strong 16-bar arc might go like this. The break plays close to original form at first, then instability starts creeping in, then the phrase strips down and resets for the drop. You can make that feel even stronger by adding density over time. Start sparse, then add hats, then ghost notes, then a noise tail. The motion becomes more powerful when the arrangement itself is getting busier. Here's a very useful advanced idea. Don't make every automation lane fight for attention. If pitch is the main gesture, let it lead. You can support it with a little reverb, a touch of filter movement, or some stereo narrowing, but don't stack five dramatic effects at once. The break needs a dominant motion so it still feels like a breakbeat, not an abstract sound effect. If you want to push it further, there are some great variations. You can duplicate the break and let one layer descend, while another stays near original pitch but gets filtered. That creates a kind of stretch sensation, where the ear feels both collapse and stability at the same time. You can also try microstep automation, where the pitch shifts in tiny one or two semitone changes every half bar. That gives a very classic sample-like rave flavor. Another strong trick is the ghost octave layer. Take a quiet duplicate, pitch it up an octave, bandpass it hard, and bring it in only during the final build bars. That adds nervous sparkle without crowding the main drums. And if you really want that inhaling, sucking before the drop feeling, bounce a short pitched section, reverse it, and tuck it just before the reset bar. That reverse intake effect is pure old school energy. When the breakdown is working, print it, bounce or resample the final passage so you can use it as a real asset in the track. Chop it into a reverse pickup, a fill, a tail, or a turnaround hit. Use it between bass phrases or as a pre-drop signature. That way, the work you've done here becomes part of the arrangement language of the whole tune. If the break starts feeling too soft after resampling, add a little transient shaping. If it feels too wide or smeared, use utility to tighten the stereo field, especially in the low mids. If it needs more aggression, a parallel crushed copy under the clean layer can add urgency without destroying definition. The main thing to remember is this. The best pitch breakdowns in DNB are not about extreme tuning, they're about emotional direction. The listener should feel the energy being pulled somewhere. Rising, sinking, tightening, releasing. That's the pressure. So, when you build your own concrete echo-style pitch breakdown, keep asking yourself, is this motion a narrative, or is it just moving for the sake of moving? If it's not telling a story, simplify it. One strong pitch gesture usually hits harder than a bunch of random automation.